Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three. We're going to have some of our reporters coming up here in about 10 minutes or so from Roswell, Georgia, where they went to investigate the mysterious death of a man who had been harassed because they wanted his property as part of a green space zone, part of Agenda 21, over by Rob Dew's house here in Austin. FEMA made people tear down all their nice houses, turn it into a green zone that no one's allowed onto. It's just a raw exercise of power. That's what the government does. Hey, we're going to stick our hands down your child's pants. We're going to grope your wife right in front of you, and we're going to radiate you, and how do you like it? Just the bankers are like, listen, you're our cattle. Get used to it. And, you know, the last caller was bringing up all the hundreds of thousands of weapons the government's bought and the hundreds of millions of rounds they're buying to use against the American people and all the other things they're doing. The government's buying bulletproof checkpoints that are mobile. I mean, this is a full-on armament system, like when Germany was arming before World War II or other systems. It's a huge arms build up, trainings build up for the American people with spies and tattletale squads and mobile prisons and checkpoints. And they're always going, it's for Al-Qaeda, it's for Al-Qaeda. And you look, it's not, it's for us. The government was taken over by foreign banks. I don't know how else I can explain it. And it's not like the police and military, they're going to be asked to carry this out, are going to be winners in it. You're going to be carrying out the wrecking of America so it can be consolidated into the North American Union. You're going to be, it's the equivalent of a cop, you know, being on board a bass boat with you, and it's their bass boat and your bass boat. You co-own it, and the cop shoots it with a shotgun and blows a hole in the bottom, and it's sinking. And he says, I'm sinking your boat. Ha, ha, ha. And you're like, Bob, it's your boat too, man. You see that? Glenn in Maryland, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. First time caller, long time listener. How are you?
I'm all right. It's just things are getting crazy.
It's getting really crazy. Listen, I just want to make a few quick comments. On this police parade yesterday, it wasn't only a power grab, but it also sets the precedent for it to happen in other states. If it had happened in a city like Dallas or something, I would say, ooh, it's a movie set. They're going to rob the Federal Reserve and then say it happened during the police parade. The second issue I wanted to bring up was when this Trayvon shooting occurred, the first thing I said, they're going to use this for gun control grab and then try to turn it into race war. And sure enough, 2 days later, they tried to turn it into a race war and the gun grabs. My last point was I was doing some investigative journalism last year concerning some of the government black ops projects and how they led up to where we were, where we are today. About 9 o'clock at night, I get a phone call, and they ask for a gentleman. I said, no, nobody lives here by that name. They say, is this MK Ultra and Associates? I said, no, this is a private home. They said, well, do they have a name? And they ran off another couple of names. It wasn't until I hung up the phone that I realized what this phone call was all about. I did a *69. The call could not be called back. And it led to my suspicions that I was onto something and they were attempting to intimidate me by using keywords that they knew I would catch on.
No, exactly. That is exactly what feds or private contractors will do. If they don't like, you must have gotten close to something big. You stay there. I want to come back and finish up your story. I mean, I've been sitting there in front of my crew and a number doesn't even show up. My cell phone rings and they say things to me or they do it to my wife. And that's the exact type of stuff they do right there. We'll be right back. little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. I'm here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. I'll be live this Sunday. Wasn't live, of course, for Easter. And then we have InfoWars Nightly News, 5 nights a week, 7 o'clock. I never really got into my full breakdown of Carmageddon, but I'm going to just succinctly at the bottom of the hour get into it and draw some parallels of things and why I'm upset about it, and then continue into some of the other news. We have our reporters via video Skype from in front of the home of Andrew Wirtis, who had his property seized and was terrorized to death in the city of Roswell, Georgia, and the police told him. Well, they've been photographed. The police have told them they're basically watching them. And they were told, get out of the city council building. You're not welcome here. And the cops added, sorry, we're just doing our jobs and what we were told. Can I rob a bank? Like have somebody tell me, hey, Alex, go rob a bank. Oh, okay. And the cops get there and go, oh, I was told to rob the bank. It's okay then. Or maybe carry a hand grenade on an airplane. Maybe you should. I'm not saying actually try it, folks. But my neighbor said I could carry a hand grenade on the airplane. Is that all right? I was just following orders, so it's okay. The road to hellish perdition and deviltry is paved with people following orders. And look, even though I'm Mr. Anti-New World Order, I catch myself all the time. If I'm tired or got something else I want to do, that I'll just kind of put up with something. Not anymore, though. I don't care. I just cannot put up with any of it anymore. Okay, we were just talking to a gentleman, Glenn, in Maryland, and he was raising his points about the Trayvon Martin thing, saying day one he thought it was going to be used to create racial division, racial paranoia on all different sides, so the referee of the government can divide and conquer and play the part of the savior. And then he was getting into being an investigative journalist, you see, the caller said he was doing some investigation, and got this phone call saying, yeah, is this MK Ultra? Yeah, is this? That's exactly the kind of stuff the feds or contractors do. In fact, I've gotten those calls. Yeah, I was, in fact, I think I've even gotten one of those calls. Yeah, I was calling about the MK Ultra New World Order. Yeah, of course, this is an unlisted number at the time, the times it's happened. And then, by the way, that little white dog in your backyard, that's real nice. Oh, yeah, running back and forth in front of the sliding glass door. This actually happened to my wife one time. Similar things happened to me. He's like, I'm going to get you and cut your head off, you know, because they'll try to, or the favorite one is women calling your wife and saying, hi, is Alex there? No, he's not. Can I leave a message? You know, they know a woman's going to ask, well, can I get a message? Who is this? Oh, never mind. I'll just tell him when I see him. What do you mean when you see him? Who are you? Oh, well, okay. Who's this? Well, I'm his wife. Well, that's what? That's impossible. We're engaged to be married. We're engaged to be married. And then my wife's like, oh, this is a prank call, and hangs up. She's gotten them, I don't know, quite a few times. And the point is, the number won't even show up on caller ID. And then they'll say, I hope your mother dies, or I hope your dad is in the hospital dies, you blah. I mean, so they're listening on the phone. Because multiple times, I've had it happen, my wife's had it happen. Imagine, I'm there protesting Bilderberg. Bilderberg's ended, it's full of NSA, all this spy gear. I've walked into the gift shop right before they shut the hotel down, the day they were arriving that morning, and the door opened. To use a Star Wars analogy, I was like C-3PO in Cloud City, you know, going in the wrong room. He's like, oh, wait, oh, Stormtroopers, no. Anyways, the door's right there, and they're going, I'm telling you, you dial into the Navy and Air Force satellite with a CMQX fiber. All right, whatever, but I'm telling you, this system, wait, I've got them. They're moving now. You got to get that other dignitary on there. Oh, wait, the ambassador. Yeah, we got it. Patch it into upstairs. And they had, like, every conceivable area with just spy gear everywhere. They had the conference rooms being loaded with it. There were all these military guys in plain clothes everywhere. And I'm sitting there for, like, 10 minutes getting my Gatorade. Because the cooler was right there. Okay, my guys are on Skype. I got to go to them. I'm out of control. The point is, I've just seen so much crazy stuff. And they're arguing with each other about... No. You got to break into his cell phone with this satellite. And I'm listening to it. What's he got on there? He's got a Nokia. All right, well, I'm telling you, it's on this system. You got to use this satellite. And I'm just listening to them spying on people illegally right there. And after a while, they figured it out and got up and slammed the door. But I mean, they're just so used to the zombie. But that's a side issue. The reason I got off into that story is, you know, it all broken up. We're at the steakhouse. Aaron Dice was there. And my wife's like, oh, my dad, or was it her mama? No, it was her dad at the time. They'd both been ill at the time. He's in the hospital. He's, you know, it's real bad. They're doing surgery. You know, my daddy, I'm worried about him. When are you coming home? Like, we're eating a steak. We're flying out in about 3 hours. It was, you know, great mission. A lot of great footage. We're going to expose these guys. All right, love you. I'll see you tonight. Do you need me to pick you up? You know, no, baby, I don't. Bye. Hang up. They passed the A1 sauce, calls back crying, and they called up and did the whole thing and then said they hope her dad dies and all this stuff. You know, was that the call where they said she was pregnant? They also called up to say, I've given women diseases. That's another one. Angry woman calls up about the disease. And it's just all to mess with your family. It's like right out of the film JFK. Those are true stories of what happened to Garrison. And if they get your kid on the phone, too, if they get your kid to answer the phone, they'll try to creep them out. Because these are cowardly, un-American, anti-human scum who sold out to the bankers. And they think it's funny to call up and make fun of somebody's dad who's in the hospital. Okay, enough from me. I got to go to McBrain. He just dropped. I was going to go back to him. The guy had a great voice, too. I wanted to talk to him some more. Listen, Sam, we're going to leave that line open. If you can get back in, I guess I confused him saying I was going to McBrain. If you can get back in, it'll fill up constantly. It's already full. If you can get back in, I want to hear the rest of your story. But he told the story about how he was doing some investigative work and they would call up and do that. And yes, that's how it works. And if it intimidates you, next they're going to beat you up in your parking lot. But if you just say, hey, you know what? I got my back turned. Do whatever you're going to do, coward. I don't want to die, but go ahead and make me a martyr. But don't let me see you coming. Enjoy the cancer viruses. Take extra shots. I start saying, how many of your family members have got neurological disorders? I bet the evil work you do, you've been judged. You got sick kids? You wonder why your life's so miserable? Why don't you join the good guys? Oh, they don't like that. It takes the fun out. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's talk to, let me just reset here. Because I'm joking around here, and those we've got to cover here demand serious import, serious gravitas, serious reverence and focus. I want to respect this issue to simplify it. State seizes property under green zoning laws, terrorizes man to death. We didn't hear the story until he died, and we've got our crew there on the ground with a live video feed of the burnout little farmhouse. They'd already been grabbing the land up to it for a UN biological diversity zone, which they, of course, later would build on, undoubtedly. That's how it works. They'd harassed him since 08. He kept winning over and over and over again that he was allowed to have chickens because it was on the edge of the town and grandfathered. And they weren't going to put up with that, so they came to take the property, and it blew up. And you can see blast holes in the top of the house. And the government wants us to just out of the gates within 5 minutes. No foul play. He killed himself. That's the way it is. So if somebody comes to my house and blows it up, I want an investigation. Okay, I'm not blowing my house up. If somebody says I slip and fall, you know, break my head open, I want an investigation. If I'm found dead in a hotel room with a hooker with a heroin needle in my arm, don't use drugs. Don't use hookers. Okay. I just want to say I'm not going to commit suicide either. But they won. They've got their green zone now. Of course, now they're just saying they may just sell it and the city may do something with it now. Oh, not going to be a green zone now, I guess. That's the latest. Darren McBrain and Marcos Morales reporting from the ground there in Roswell, Georgia, where the tyrants have landed. They're not little green men. They're little bureaucrats with armed police defending them so they can carry out their operations. Another victory. On the homeland front against a wicked man for many, many years, raising a few chickens in his backyard. But he's been dealt with. Darren McBrain, you're there at the site of the evil chicken man, as the police call him. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, actually, Alex, the entire community calls him the chicken man, but lovingly. He's very popular in the area.
Well, he's dead now. He's dead, though.
He's known for raising chickens.
Well, he's dead now. So please continue. So they've had a victory. Tell us what happened.
Well, as you know, he tragically died on March 26th following an explosion that took place right here at his home. And this was during when, you know, the county marshals were here to forcibly evict him from his property. And this was to enforce the new green zoning laws. And he did not comply. But, you know, the whole history of this thing goes back a few years. They harassed him from the very beginning when it was obviously apparent to the city council in the state of Georgia that he did not want to budge. And so they began by getting him citations for owning too many chickens. It escalated. He got citations for grading his own property with a tractor that he borrowed from the mayor of Roswell, Georgia. But he got cited for that as well. And eventually he got thrown in jail for basically grading property with a tractor, if you can believe that.
Amazing. I want to come back and tell us what happened to you with the police, what the locals are saying. Now, you've talked to some journalists. We're investigating what happened. We can see the house that looks like it was in World War II with blast holes in the roof. It looks like the explosion did come from within, from what I'm looking at. And so we'll get more with investigative journalists there on the ground, Marcos Morales and Darren McBrain, straight ahead. And then I will break down the... Look, it's not fun getting in the way of Arde Saveda and this giant event they had. Routed. I mean, next, I guess, when their poor police officer gets killed, they're going to like, I guess for 7 days straight, route a giant cavalcade in circles, and then all of us should bloodlet to say we're sorry.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Diesel owners, have you had enough of hard starts, poor mileage, and poor performance? The cause is Stiction, a gummy residue that clings to injectors like cholesterol clings to arteries. Stiction robs your diesel engine of power, performance, and gas mileage. The answer, Hot Shot Secret.
This is Lee from Minnesota. I have a F-350 with a 6.0 diesel, and I had many injector problems and hard starting problems. After I added Hot Shot Secret, it now starts better, feels stronger, and my mileage went up 2 miles per gallon. I recommend Hot Shot Secret to anyone with a diesel engine.
Hot Shot Secret, the only oil additive engineered to remove stiction in all diesel engines. Clean from the inside out with Hot Shot Secret. Available nationwide at all Tractor Supply stores or call 800-341-6516. That's 800-341-6516. Or go to HotShotSecret.com. Hot Shot Secret, powered by science.
We all know the importance of having storable foods. But what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
And we'll get another report from on the ground tomorrow with Darren McGrain. They're going to be filing more detailed reports in higher res video they're going to be uploading. We should have the nightly news tonight and tomorrow night and next week. Because this is a big deal. More and more they're killing people. People end up dying who don't vaccinate their kids, even though there's no law, or people that don't, you know, hand over their property, or people that sell milk to their neighbors. Government is a mafia now to make sure no other business operates but what they want. And it turned out a bunch of people were keeping chickens. It was very popular. It's a semi-rural area. What changed with the chicken man and the person that's now dead, and tell us what you've learned about his death. I mean, is it leaning towards a suicide that they drove him to his death, or is there foul play? Tell us what the police did, Darren, when you were there.
Well, we haven't seen any, you know, signs or heard anything about, you know, foul play. You know, it is very suspicious, though. There has been a police presence here since we got here. When we showed up at the property this morning, you know, a police car drove by, slowed down, took a look at us. We didn't think too much about it until we went to City Hall. And we simply just attempted to walk in there. You know, Marcos first went inside to see, you know, if we're at the right place and if we could talk to someone from the city council. Well, the media spokesperson pretty much told him that he wasn't allowed in. Marcos came out, told me that, and I said, well, you know what, let's grab the camera, let's go in there. By the time we grabbed the camera, a cop pulls up, immediately says, you know, you are not allowed to enter, turn your cameras off, at which we refused to do so, and the next thing you know, we're surrounded by two other police officers.
So on the street in America, you don't have a camera. You better watch it. In places like Illinois, life in prison for filming police. There's no law, but they got juries that will send a ham sandwich to the gas chamber. So first they said, you don't have your, you don't have cameras in America. Okay.
Well, yeah, we naturally schooled the police officers on our, you know, on our rights, you know, that we refused to turn the cameras off, said, look, you're a public servant. You know, we're going to videotape if we want to. And by the way, you have your dash cam running. So we're going to keep our cameras rolling. What do you think of that? So we had this exchange for a while. They demanded that they see our credentials, what and that's ridiculous, you know, because
yeah, well, like you've got to be with ABC or CBS.
Oh, yeah, we must be.
But it doesn't matter. They always act like credentials or your, that's what the state police called our local AM affiliate 590 and kept calling random people trying to get somebody to say I didn't work there and that I was dishonest. One time when they said, where are you on the radio? And we said, well, locally 590. So that they could then put in a file, we've now learned, that we masquerade. We're not media, and we're not on 590 in the state police file. Because I've talked to folks internally. That's what that was. Because they say so. Their file says we're not on the radio, Darren.
Well, you know, and I explained to them that City Hall in Austin, Texas, where we are from, that we're, you know, we're able to walk up the steps with a camera. So is the average citizen. And but they flat out refused to let us in. They did give us a phone number of someone we could call, you know, basically gave us a runaround.
Did you ask them what the law was that media or random citizens traveling through cannot enter, obviously, a public building? Was it marked that it's not public?
No, absolutely not.
And yeah. Well, listen. This is pure color of law. They're acting very suspicious. You got a dead guy, and they don't want to talk to you. And the police are trying to violate your First Amendment and your right for a redress of grievances to go in a public building. This, I mean, just sounds pretty bad, Darren.
Well, and interestingly enough, when the police officers left, it wasn't but a few minutes later that, and we got this on video, a family showed up. They walked up the steps and began taking pictures. And no one came out and told them they couldn't do otherwise. And the cop, there's a cop car sitting right there watching them do it. So right after we weren't allowed to go in, a family shows up and gets their pictures taken in front of City Hall.
Well, I'm not telling you to go in there, but they tried to arrest you for disorderly conduct or whatever. You have a major lawsuit, and we are suing Pittsburgh right now for Dew's arrest. Yeah. I'm not telling you guys to go get arrested, but I think if I was there, I probably would have just gone in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those guys are just out of their jurisdiction. I mean, they are violating your rights.
They basically barricaded us with three cop cars to block our entrance. And we were quite a few, what do you say, Marcos, a football field away from the stairs, you know. They stopped us, man. I mean, as soon as we started making the move towards those steps, they pulled up one cop first, and then the next two were, you know, quickly followed, and they were not going to have it.
Yeah, that's called tyranny. Does Marcos want to say anything?
Marcos, you want to add to it? Marcos is really good, by the way. He would not turn that camera off, and he knows his rights.
No, you guys did a great job. I just can't believe what tyrants these guys are. And
no, I was very surprised.
That was like when the Federal Reserve was a half mile away from their own building. We're at a park.
And we're sharing earpieces here.
We're coming right back to you, Marcos. We're going to break. And security guards walk over and go, leave, give us your ID. And then they start pulling the guns out. And it was like, leave or I'm going to. And it's just like, well, you're not even, you're a security guard. You're not even on your property. And you know, the guys left because it's just gone. This country's gone.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Came to take him out of his house, said he was taking it, and it blew up. And they're currently Marcos Morales joining us, and also Darren McBreen there in Roswell, Georgia, where you're not allowed to get near the city council building and not allowed to enter. There's no law, but they got guns. It's called tyranny. Kind of like where the police chief fired the mayor. And everybody out in courtside declared himself supreme ruler. I mean, and he's still there. The state government said, you bet. I'm telling you, this country is turning into a nightmare. And I just want to try to reverse all this and recognize it's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better. These people are out of control. So it looks bad. I was hoping that when you guys went, that they would be forthcoming and open, at least wouldn't try to bully you, even if they refuse an interview. But it looks bad, and I know you guys are staying in the town. I want to tell you guys to not stay there tonight and to just get out of that town as soon as you're done with your interviews, because heaven knows what they'll do to you. The signs we've already seen, it doesn't look good, and I don't want to get you guys, you know, with drugs planted on you or something, so you probably need to get out of there. That's a boss hog town. Do they seem emboldened, Marcos? Are they going to start putting, kind of like fighter pilots put how many planes they've shot down? I remember seeing a tank with how many citizens they'd killed that the feds had on a tank for here in America. So, I mean, what's your overall view on what's happening there? What else has unfolded?
Well, whenever I noticed that I mentioned to the media relations person in City Hall, I first walked in just to make sure we were in the right place, because there was two buildings adjacent to each other. So I walk in the first one, and I see the city council members' names on the wall. So I start asking around if there's any elected officials in the building that would be willing to talk to the media. And I got ushered immediately to the media relations lady, and the first thing she asked me is, who was I with? And I said, we were traveling reporters from Austin. We report with KLBJ, which is our go-to affiliate. And the second I told them that we were talking about green conservation areas, the lady started ushering me towards the door. The moment I dropped the subject matter, because she pushed me about three times before I answered her, and the second I said that, started pushing me towards the door, didn't touch me, but ushering me, walking me, and just opened the door and quit talking to me, essentially, and told me that I should check the website for events and times when officials would be in the building. So I walked out the door and brought the information to Darren and said, nobody's here, nobody wants to talk to us, but, you know, there's...
Notice she's an official, not a servant. She's a queenie, and a queenie can have the police tell you that you're not allowed in the city council building, the public building, where, I mean, you might want to go in there and conduct public business. That with all the different little miscreant agencies. But no, you're the evil press, and she showed you. Continue.
When do we? Yeah, okay. So the official showed me out. I go and get Darren, and I tell him there's good B-roll in there. We should go in there and get it. And Darren said, "Yes, let's get in there. Let's get some footage. Maybe we can talk to that lady when we get in there." So we turn around, grab the camera, and the second we left the car, the cops pulled up. He was rolling by about 5 miles an hour, saw that we pulled the camera out of the car and zoomed up, probably sped up to about 25, 30 miles an hour, hit the brakes hard and started chastising us. What are you guys doing here? Who are you? And walked right out of the car. And, he started telling us to shut down the camera. And I reminded him that he was a public servant. I told him, I said, you are a public servant on public property. We have every right to be here and film. And he repeatedly tried to shut the camera down. And Darren kept yelling at me, make sure that camera's rolling. Make sure it's rolling. Right in front of the right in front of the cops. So we got shut down immediately. I figured the media relations person would be the one willing to talk to us and wanted to talk to us.
Here's what you should do. I would go back and make the whole issue of the tyranny. And when the police come back up, of course, they're going to follow you. And when they're following you, I'd pull over and stop and ask them, you know, what's going on, and then, you know, basically record it. And then I would start walking up towards it when they come, say, well, that's not a public building. What's the law, officer? So you're involved in color of law. You're involved in obstructing the press, obstructing the First Amendment. That's a civil rights violation and punishable by jail time. Are you aware, sir, of that? I mean, I think you should tell them that just up front. Because, cool. Wow, that is just incredible that they got in your face and treated you like this before you ever even let them know you were there about the death of the chicken man.
Yeah, whenever we the cops approached us and we told them the same story that we were there talking about the green conservation efforts in different states, because we have similar ones going on in Austin, one of the nicer ones looked at Darren and goes, oh, you guys were at Chicken Man's house, weren't you? So he knew right off the bat. And he knew we were here. So they know we're here. They know what we're doing here, and it doesn't seem like anybody wants to talk to us. They did, however, give us the number directly to the media relations lady that we told the cops spoke to us.
Hold on,
we do plan on calling her later and seeing if she will be willing to talk to us after we make an official appointment. The cops are here now, actually. The cops are just walking up as
we're
sitting here doing this report. And
aim the camera at them.
Yeah, turn and show. Hi, man.
We don't care if you film, but you need permission from the property owner to actually be up there. Okay? Can we do it from the front?
Okay, they're talking to the police here, and we'll boost the audio up a little bit over there.
They're asking us to move off the property. We don't have a rights from the property owner to be here, although the property owner has just died, and it is understandable, reasonable.
Yeah, at first you were out front, but now they've, of course, the police have already violated your First Amendment, which is a pretty big crime.
That's all we have. But we're being escorted back out to the front, but
Hey, ask the police officer if she knows or heard about you guys not being allowed to go in the city council. Ask her if that's a new law there, that the public can't go in the city council building. Ask her that.
Have you guys had to kick people off the city council steps before for coming to film?
By then, I'd be out for 3 o'clock, so I don't do anything in the city council.
Ask her if there's a law.
They gave you the phone number for.
Is there a law that media can't be on the city council steps for any particular reason?
I don't have anything to do with that. That was between you guys and the officer from City Hall, okay?
Obviously, but you are a municipal police officer. Have you ever heard of any laws relating to government buildings, public buildings, and media not being allowed?
I have not, but there again, I'll refer you back to City Hall for that since that's theirs, okay?
City Hall, media relations in City Hall. We will definitely give her a call later on.
Oh, wait. Ask her if she's going to try to stop you if you try to go to City Hall.
Okay.
Are we going to be stopped again if we go up to City Hall without calling media relations?
Not me.
She gets off in 12 minutes. We are.
Gentlemen, have a good day.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your politeness. So we've just been thrown off.
But see, in America, you shouldn't even have to thank a police officer for being polite. Listen, expanding on this, here's the deal. If they try to trump stuff up, media all the time goes on private property. When the gates open, the things open, your media, it's a murder scene probably. And so we're there to get data and get information. Okay, let's just get that straight right there. Guys, what do you want to do from here? Because tell us what locals think really happened there and what locals think about the death of the gentleman for having chickens.
Well, we did speak to one neighbor who spoke about him in a positive light and said that he was a great, great neighbor. He was good to all of his friends, all the people in the neighborhood. But one interesting bit of note was the neighbor directly next door just bought his house. He said the incident on Monday happened, and then Friday he closed on his house and spoke to whoever. He didn't clarify who told him this, but that he was told the city didn't have the money to push forward on the green conservation area. So it's actually not going to be pushed through. This guy just bought property next door. Just, you know, he's got his moving stuff in the driveway. He's going in right now.
Don't let that bus run you over.
Sorry, I can't hear you. There's a bus driving by.
Man, I tell you, this Skype is incredible. There you are in Roswell, Georgia, and they got the police following you around and watching you. And the other police have told you you can't go on the steps or go anywhere near it. You know, I personally think, Marcos, what you ought to do, whatever you guys are comfortable doing, but I personally would go back and when they run up to you again, say, where's the law? So there is no law. You're just color of law. And that's so illegal. You know, you heard the police officer say, well, that was up to that police officer. So now, is it up to the police officer if I can go to the city council? I mean, this is what tyranny is. This is a big deal. I mean,
she's just doing her job. That's what her her answer. I'm just doing my job. I get off at 3.
Any other tidbits, Marcos, that you think people should know?
So that was her response.
Yeah. Any other tidbits people should know, Marcos?
We're still pushing forward for more information. We definitely have a few calls to make and trying to get some calls returned. But we'll have a better produced package by the time we get back, and all of our information will be condensed by then. We don't plan on leaving until the scheduled time for us to leave. We're here until we get everything we can.
Well, good job. Marcos Morales reporting for InfoWars.com. Why don't you exchange back to McBreen there with the mic, and we'll talk to him for
definitely
a moment. And thank you so much. But I do want you guys to get out of Dodge tonight, because that lady was nice, but the she just wants to get off work and go do whatever she does when she's off work. The other guys sound pretty bad news, so you need to be careful. Anybody that will do stuff like that, and I mean, you may get a police chief there, it sounds like, he'll declare himself emperor, like happened in Courtside. The mayor and city council is fired. I now rule. And everyone's like, oh, yes, great king. I mean, that's what this country's turned into. It's so sick. Oh, I can't imagine that. I can't imagine. I mean, it'd be one thing if you were at a city council meeting yelling and screaming and the mayor says, throw him out, you know, for that day. But it's another thing entirely where people just politely show up. No, you can't go in there. No. And the guys did a great job. You know, hindsight's 2020. I would just say, what's the law? So you're going to arrest me if I go on the city council. I mean, they don't want that image of you coming up saying, you know, why did he die? You know, was he killed? They don't want that. They're scared. And it's incredible. Darren, closing thoughts and comments on this.
Well, it's just a tragic story. I just keep thinking, you know, I know the bigger picture, you know, could be Agenda 21, the green space, land grab. But, you know, this was a man who was a property owner that was bullied. And I think that's what I keep thinking about was the man himself. And it's just a sad story. And I'm sad to have to report about it.
And we're trying to investigate his death. Now they're saying they think he might have blown himself up. But I guess we're just supposed to believe a police department that had been involved persecuting this guy for years, that he'd been winning in court. And we're just supposed to just believe them, a group that illegally blocks the media from the city council building that's open to the public.
Well, and earlier I was talking about how he borrowed a Bobcat tractor from the mayor. But you have to understand the reason why he had to do that is to do the city's job for them. They refused. They're supposed to maintain the storm drains and the sewage drainage system. They refused to do it. And it put him at tremendous risk. And what ended up happening is his house got flooded several times. So he borrowed the tractor from the mayor so he could grade the property to help protect his land. And he got cited for that, along with having, once again, too many chickens and too many cars on his own property.
Well, I've met some of these code enforcers, and they get off on harassing people. They'll tell you that. And it's just the most hollow, mindless control freaks. And the thing is, they annex countryside. And all the time, well, I mean, that's how it started with a gentleman in Illinois who's facing life in prison still. And the states come down and said, yeah, we want life in prison. They agree with the county for filming and taping police in public because he lives in the country. And it turns out what the police chief's brother, I think he was saying, owns the wrecking company. And the guy restores old cars. They come out to his shop. The guy has no criminal record, known in the community, fixes cars. He's a mechanic. And they hauled off a bunch of his valuable, you know, 57 Chevys and stuff. This is what America is, and then he tapes it and goes to court and stuff, and then he's facing life in prison, and they'll sleep good at night, putting him in jail for life. I mean, these people are crazy. And I can't wait to see the footage of the cops saying, you can't go in the city council building. The city hall, the people's hall, an open public building.
Oh, yeah, we've definitely got it on tape, you know.
Darren, what about going back over there and waiting till the police get there and then walking towards him, having him say, you know, we just need this for complaints with the state and also civil rights complaint, you know, because you're violating our First Amendment here, freedom of the press. And I would just tell him matter-of-factly, saying we can't go in a public building. This is like having to have the army get little black kids into the public school. I mean, you understand this is an issue of you blocking us from a public building and a public service.
And it's got to be confronted. So I'm game.
Now listen. I don't want you. Obviously, we'll sue them like we're doing with Due. Our lawyer Stuart Rhodes did a great job on that. And they're already trying to settle with Pittsburgh. I mean, we're going to sue them. Just keep the cameras rolling. Obviously, don't resist. Whatever. But if you want to accept this mission, I want you to go over there and I would say don't try to actually go in. Let them just commit the crime in front of everybody, okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, good. All right.
Should be interesting.
Yeah, because, I mean, it shows this city council's out of control. They think, because they use taxpayer money to pay these cops, that they're ordering police to do illegal things.
Another thing I wanted to point out that
go ahead, Darren. All right, we've lost Darren's Skype for a moment. We'll see if that comes back. I still haven't told the Carmageddon story. I may have to just shoot a special report in here for the nightly news tonight where I cogently tell it all. This is so insane. Yeah, I just want my Bill of Rights and Constitution. We'll try to jam a few calls in, hit a few final news stories here in this hour, see if Darren's video ever comes back up. And we ought to just keep recording from the road when they go out there with Skype to see what happens with the police for the nightly news tonight. All right, folks, we'll be right back. InfoWars.com is the website. By the way, we have two new T-shirts at InfoWars.com, a TSA T-shirt. You've been asking for
it. You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
So the Democratic Party has come out and attacked Mitt Romney's wife, their top strategist, saying it's evil that she stayed at home with her children because they hate the family. We have a photo of the Romneys, whether you love them or hate them. The point is that I am certainly envious of 5 sons and, 16 grandchildren. I mean, anybody out there with their head halfway screwed on straight looks at that and says, that's good right there. That makes you feel good inside. By the way, my children are homeschooled, but they go to a thing twice a week that's a school, so it's like a quasi, and it's accredited, and they were sent home with big packets about how great Michelle Obama is. Any accredited school, you're taught how wonderful, even the Christian schools, Michelle Obama is in this country. I mean, everything is run by this scum. Government is running everything. And police and others are so confident in this country, in tyranny, that they would tell our reporters they can't go in a city council building. No law. Listen, that's illegal. Just because you got a badge and a gun, you're not God. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, they take people's kids for not taking vaccines. So, see, they're saying the Romneys are bad for their kids. It's evil. It's evil to take care of your kids. You got to give them to the state. There's an article, California Wages War on Single-Family Homes. They've introduced legislation to ban the construction of them because of global warming. So you've got to live in a big high-rise controlled by the bankers. You've got to rent, basically. I mean, this is such a prison. It's Agenda 21. It's real. It's happening. By the way, get the book. By the way, I haven't plugged this in days. I've never plugged it. We have all these new T-shirts. Everybody keeps asking for a TSA cert. This is a really awesome shirt that our crew put together. Who did this, Cade or Janae? They did a great job. They both do wonderful work. TSA, groping since 2001 on the back, legalizefreedominfowars.com. Awesome. And your purchase supports the broadcast. I haven't really plugged anything all day until the end of the last segment. Infowars.com. May the truth be with you. You know, kind of for the geeky nerds out there like me. And Infowars.com on the back. People ask for stuff, they get it. People call up with ideas and stuff. So new T-shirts there. Your purchase supports the transmission. And then, of course, we have reposted the video that we first put out yesterday. National movement launched to impeach Obama. The five core reasons why Obama should be impeached. And it goes through all of it. All the different forms of treason publicly that he's committed, launching wars, not congressional approval, you name it. It's got 86,336 views since we launched it yesterday afternoon. It's a 10-minute video, right at 10 minutes or 9 minutes, 50-something seconds to be technical. And it's growing pretty good. It'll probably have 1 million views in a week, but that's not enough. We want to turbocharge this and point out the crimes that are being committed. That's what tyrants do. They just start committing crimes in front of you, in your face, to break your will and to train you to accept it. So at least in the court of public opinion, we have to say no. So your Facebook, your Twitter. Yesterday, John was going to pick us up some Payway Chinese food, MSG free, is why I like it. And he walks in at like 2 o'clock at the end of the show because he left right before the show to go pick it up. A lot of us, we eat lunch after the show. And he walks in. There's nobody in there except one guy going, yeah, show her the video, Infowars.com, impeach Obama. Yeah, get it out to everybody. Well, she can't figure out the internet. It's all right. Just show it to her. Yeah, okay, good. Thanks. And that's the kind of stuff I see and hear out there all the time. So great job on that front. Look, we got loaded phone lines here. What I'm going to do for a few of the people that have been holding the longest, like Sean and KJ and Nicole, if we have time, got Dave and Jeff, come back, jam me in, 1 minute comment apiece. And then I've got a tape for the nightly news. Right after the show, I'm going to tape a rant on Carmageddon that will be on the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock. Then we'll end up airing it tomorrow. I've just got to reset, but I will cover it one way or the other.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.